welcome to our first podcast for HISD-TV. Today we're going to be talking about the upcoming Vader. Well, I guess it's not really upcoming, but we're going to be talking about Vader. And we're just going to kind of find out about what it is, you know, what does it look like for our district and go from there. My name is Kara Esquivel. I'm the Director of Communications and Media for Hereford ISD.
I'm Adam Pena, and I'm the Coordinator for Communications and Media for Hereford ISD.
And I'm Ralph Carter. I'm the Superintendent of Hereford ISD.
Sherry Blankenship, former superintendent for Hereford ISD, now deputy executive director for the Texas Association of Community Schools.
Great. A lot of great minds at this table ready to talk about Vader. So I guess my first question is, what is Vader and what does it mean for our school district?
So Vader means a voter-approved tax rate election. Many will ask, okay, Sherry, what does that exactly mean? And put it in terms that we can understand. So basically it allows for districts, particularly districts that have been compressed over time through their tax rate, it allows them an opportunity to obtain some extra pennies. Each one of them carries a different weight, and we won't get into necessarily all of that at this time. But just to explain that we are, as Hereford ISD, eligible for some of those extra pennies. And so in order to get those extra pennies, though, we have to take that vote out to the general population, as the general population is the one that needs to consider that. Anytime that we're looking at a Vader or something of that type, the voters need to be involved in that. And so we feel very adamant about that. And some of you may remember that we went out for a Vader, I believe it was 2 years ago, and we were unsuccessful, but we did a not a great job, I don't think, of presenting that and helping people to understand it. So I applaud the district right now for taking the time to help people to really understand what is a Vader, how do we go about that, what is that process, and I think that's our objective today.
So, like, if the school district does decide to go for this, it won't happen until November, correct? Right. So we're going to try to inform everybody, including ourselves, just a little bit more about what it is. So what challenges, like, are we facing as a district that has prompted another run at the Vader?
Well, anytime your tax rate on the M&O side has been compressed 35 cents since 2018, that means they're taking money away from us and the state is not doing well at balancing the scale, so to speak. And so there's, you know, things that we can, that money would be in the side where you can do anything with. You can help students, you can help programs, you can help teachers. It's wide open money. And that's why we need to do it. And we're facing some challenges financially, just like everybody else in the state. So that's why we've decided to go ahead and move forward with this.
And to Dr. Carter's point, if you don't mind me interrupting just a minute, I think one of the things I want to share on behalf of the district and what Dr. Carter's talking about, in our community, when we passed the bond, we heard from our constituents at that time, they were very vocal about they didn't want to see us put like parking lots and roofs and some of those, even HVAC, some of those projects that are capital expenditures, but they're not long-term expenditures. So you don't want to spend 20 or 30 years paying those out. And correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Carter, but this would be a great opportunity for us to even correct some of those issues.
Correct.
But to your point, another big piece of this is money that can go back into the classrooms, that can really help with instruction, that can help with teacher pay raises, that it's money that, like you said, we don't have any strings attached to it. This is money that we as a district and as your local school board can make decisions on how they're going to use that money.
Right, and that's important, especially when you talk about impacting the classroom, whether you're talking about teachers or you're talking about things for students, which is important.
I mean, you can see that very well in all of the districts around us, just always moving forward and being able to compete with them, and even just as teachers, their retention with pay and everything like that will be a big benefit for us to be able to have.
Well, and another factor in this, too, is once you've adopted these new pennies, those pennies don't go away. So these pennies never get compressed. And so this is money that we would continue to get. And so to Dr. Carter's point earlier, in that maintenance and operating, the M&O side of things, as that number is compressed, we don't have those pennies. And so this allows us opportunity to get those extra pennies that the state then can't move the needle in that regard. And many people will say, oh my gosh, you're raising our taxes. Well, if you look at the rate in which the state has been compressing our tax rate, and we're only asking for a few pennies, your tax rate actually didn't go up. It still went down most of the time. And so while we're asking for a tax increase, you're probably still going to see a tax decrease because of what the state is doing to us in compressing taxes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think the governor's already come out and said that they're going to compress another 6 cents this year. At least that's what they're putting before the legislators now. And so if we go out for the full 12 cents, which is available to us, in 1 year you'll be back to, you know, or in 2 years you'll be back to the rate that we have now, which is 69 cents on the M&O side.
And having spent the last 3 weeks at the Capitol off and on, I will tell you there's a big push for this. There's a big push for them to continue to compress the tax rate. Also, there's a big push for upping the homestead exemption. And, you know, as I've moved about the Capitol, I don't see anyone really fighting that battle. And so as the governor's talked about it, and even the leads in the House and Senate have talked about it, I don't think that's going away.
No, I don't think it's going to continue.
So kind of going back to our tax rate, it's my understanding that we have the lowest tax rate in our area. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So,
I mean, even when you add the 9 cents for the INS side, it's still below 80 cents. So it's lower than everybody.
So
Adam.
So when we talk about area, what's the...
The Panhandle area.
Just the Panhandle area, okay.
Region 16 area.
Yeah. Okay.
So when we talk about the INS side of that, Dr. Carter, and I know you weren't here when we passed the bond in 2018, but I want to speak to that a minute, because when we approve that bond, I just want to let our voters and constituents know and remind them, when we voted on that bond in 2018, if you guys will remember, we voted on it thinking it was going to cost 13 cents. It never came out as 13 cents. It was immediately down to 11 and is now compressed to 9. So I just want to remind our voters of that we're being very fiscally responsible in the district. The school board has done a great job, and our administrators have done a great job of paying attention to our funds and how they use those funds. And so I just want to bring that about, because I think that's really important for our voters to understand that we are trying to be really transparent in sharing the information that we can about what we've done in our district.
Yeah, and I think y'all been, you know, you did a great job, not just increasing fund balance, but taking care of facilities. That's what it's about. And so I think, you know, we're in a good position, but we could be in a better position if we pass the Vader.
And I want to let our people know that's part of the reason for this podcast. And I applaud the district, and I appreciate Dr. Carter inviting me in, because I want people to know that I may not be the superintendent, but this district's very important to me. This community is very important to me. And so I want to continue to help advise and support as we move forward, because it's really important for me to see this continue, the good work in Hereford and for our facilities, for our students. Without good facilities, we can't educate our students. Without our students, our staff has no one to educate. And so it really is a system, and we have to work together to really make this system the best that it can be. And again, speaking from the Capitol standpoint, right now they're really pushing vouchers, and so we're going to have to up our game. We've got to be the very best we can be.
We need to be the district of choice.
Absolutely, we do.
That's what we need to become.
And our parents should want to send their kids to Hereford ISD. And we think that they should, because we love Hereford ISD. And so we need to make sure we share that with everybody.
Amen.
So y'all have talked about pennies a lot already. Can y'all just kind of simplify that? As someone, me and Adam are really new to this whole Vader topic. Can y'all talk a little bit about pennies and what they are without going into too much detail? Because we'll probably talk about them in the future, but just kind of an overview.
Right now, we are eligible to go out for 3 golden pennies, and the golden pennies are fully financed and can't be subject to some of the things that could be taken away. The copper pennies, on the other hand, you know, they don't bring as much money. In fact, when you put the 12 cents together, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $4.2 million. The heavy side of that is the 3 cents on the golden pennies. You know, that generates a little over $2 million just in the golden penny side, because they're worth more, and that's why they're called golden. Problem is, you know, the state can compress, but with these pennies, if we pass a Vader, these pennies will not be compressed. If our tax rate, like I say, if we go out for the 12 cents and our tax rate 69 cents, we add 12 cents to that to go out, and so it helps us in the long run. And again, as was stated earlier, these are pennies that have to be voted on by the by the constituents, by the voters. I think it's important to know, though, as well, that the golden pennies cannot be subject to recapture, which we're not subject to that anyway. The copper pennies, on the other hand, can be recaptured. But we're not a high-functioning, high-income school district that's generating tons of money for...
We don't have any oil wells sitting around anywhere, do we?
or high-value property.
Now, if they put the dollar on methane gas, we might could accomplish something there, but that hadn't happened yet. So,
yeah, I haven't hit any oil wells under my house yet, unfortunately. But so that $4.2 million, is that kind of an estimate of what we would get from?
It's a close estimate. We had Live Oak come in and do a financial analysis of what was available, where we were financially, and those kinds of things, and that's what they came up with, and that's pretty close to what Government Capital came up with as well. And we're trying to get two or three more to come in and evaluate those things for us so that we can make sure when we go out and tell the voters that we're telling them and being transparent.
Can y'all imagine what we could do with that kind of money? How we could just improve the, you know, district for our students and our staff as well? That'd be amazing.
Well, you know, and I know Ms. Blankenship knows that every year you sit down and you evaluate programs. You know, how effective is this program, and do we still need it? How much is it going to cost this year? And those are things that, you know, you evaluate every year for a budget. If we had a little bit extra money, there's other options out there to help students succeed, and that's why it's so important.
It also affords us the opportunity to continue some of the programs that we're doing, given the fact that we're in a legislative year and we never know what the legislature is going to do to us in terms of unfunded mandates.
Right.
And we know those occur every 2 years. And with the result of that, we've just got to really pay attention to what types of unfunded mandates come down that then we have to really look at, to your point, we have to really look at our budget and figure out, okay, what are we maybe going to have to give up program-wise for students that we've determined are good things for kids that we may have to give up to fund this unfunded mandate over here that's by law now and by the state. And so it's kind of disheartening sometimes and very frustrating when we deal with those issues. And so when we look at opportunities like Evader, we have to take those seriously and really consider what can that do for our district. And so sometimes it's not even this huge addition to our district as much as it is maintaining the good things that we're currently doing in spite of what sometimes the legislature does to us in terms of those unfunded mandates.
Right.
So those are definitely some consequences that we could see. Are there any other consequences that we would see if the Evader doesn't pass?
Well, like I say, it's $4.2 million left on the table. And you want to try to get as much of that as you can, especially while the tax rate has been compressed at 5 or 6 cents a year. Because anybody that's read anything Governor Abbott has said, he wants to do away with all M&O side and have the state totally fund education. So, you know, he wants it to go away. But if we can get this Evader passed, there's 12 cents they won't be able to get.
Mm-hmm. For sure. We want to keep our pennies, right?
And we need our pennies.
We do want to keep our pennies. And in terms of that, you know, if somebody come in and told your company, hey, if you went in and just tweaked something or made a couple of little changes and you knew you could get an extra $4.2 million, I don't know any business owner that's going to say, oh, let's not do that. You know, and so as a school district, because of how we're funded, we have a due diligence to look at that and look at the information in front of us and make critical decisions. And I know sometimes our taxpayers get really frustrated thinking, oh, here they come again. They're wanting money. They're just asking us for these things. But we have a responsibility to educate our community and to inform them of the opportunities that are available to us. And so I think as we look at that, if we just turned a blind eye and said, oh, we're just going to leave that $4.2 million sitting over there, knowing that we could go out to our voters and ask them to consider this. I'm not saying it'll pass, but just saying consider it for the good of our district. Why wouldn't we do that?
Oh, it's a responsibility that we have to.
We have to do this. And I'm not saying we have to pass it. That's up to the voters. But we have a responsibility as a school district and as a school board to educate the community and let them know that it's out there and available. And then they make the determination of whether they want it or not.
Yeah,
for sure.
And so I say all that to say it puts a lot of responsibility on the voters.
It does. And that's, one of the things that we're going to, or several of the things we're going to try to do have to do with town hall meetings or opportunities to speak at the Civic Center or churches or whatever to try to explain this better. And so I hope you take advantage of not just the newspaper articles that are coming out, but also the opportunity to go to a town hall, you know, and ask the questions that you have.
Well, and I will throw this out there, and you guys may throw me under the bus, but I would throw this out there that if any of you are out there willing to talk about your concerns with why you, either way, you know, like if you have some serious opposition to the Vader, let's talk about it and let's do a podcast about it, because somebody else may be thinking the same thing you are, or if you are really in favor of it and, hey, let me try to help educate the people, then, you know, call the district and let's get you on here for a podcast and let's talk about those things, because I think these are opportunities for us to educate the community. And if there was any downfall from the last time we tried to go out for a Vader, that was it. We didn't get out in front of it in time to be able to really educate our community. And so right now is our time to educate, and long before the district calls it, because once the school board calls the election, which I believe is in August, because the election would be in November, so I think they have to call it by a certain date in August. And once that's called, particularly the superintendent, and I know this well, the superintendent's very silenced as to what they can and can't say. And so now that I'm not the superintendent, I can say a lot of things. So, but at that time period, I couldn't. And it was very frustrating. And so we want to work early to inform the public. So if you are willing or interested in having those conversations, please call the district.
Yeah, call Kara.
Yeah.
Who will then in turn call Dr. Carter.
Yeah. That's right.
And we'll set it up. We'd love to hear the opposition.
Yes,
sure.
And I would also say, like, if there's questions or anything, y'all can always post on our Facebook page. Like, me and Adam monitor that all day, every day. And so we will see those questions, and we might not know the answers, but we'll find the answers, and we'll just kind of get some of that going. And if you have questions too, like Sherry said, just feel free to ask, call us. We want to answer them. We want to educate. We, you know, see the importance of this and want our community to understand the importance of this as well. And just make sure to keep up with us on our podcast, because we're going to be discussing this a lot more in the coming months and getting really into detail about what it is and just having those hard conversations and answering questions that come up. And so y'all can find us on Facebook, YouTube, and on KPAN. Thank y'all all for coming today and for just taking the time to talk about this topic. And hopefully we can start informing our community. Thank you.
Thank you.